Estimates of the number of protesters arrested in Pakistan today vary widely. Overall, the government has put the number at 1,500. Other groups say it's above 3,000. And Pakistanis are finding it difficult to find out what's really going on because the TV media has been taken off the air. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Islamabad.
If you want to know what's going on in Islamabad, drop into the city's press club. A stark, grubby place. It has less charm than your average bus shelter. But it's the nerve centre, the gathering point for journalists who cover Pakistan's capital day in, day out. Normally the TV in the corner is tuned to 24-hour news. Not anymore. Musharraf has taken independent TV news stations off the air. The journalists are watching a movie and, says news reporter Kamar Zama, mulling over the latest breathtaking rumour.
Rumour that Musharraf had been arrested in his house, but it was just rumour.
Rumours are always flying around in Pakistan, but this one's acquired real momentum. It's reached this taxi driver, Mahmoud Ahmed. He wants to know if it's really true Musharraf's been arrested by the deputy army chief. And this was the reaction when the rumour reached a crowd of lawyers protesting today against Musharraf's state of emergency. In fact, the rumour of Musharraf's arrest grew so widespread today, the government took the unusual step of publicly denying it. When you censor the news, rumours fill its place. And yet this hasn't deterred the authorities from continuing the TV blackout in an effort to stop Pakistanis hearing about the events of the last 3 days. The detention of several thousand activists, the protests by lawyers across the country, the anger of the international community, especially the US, at Musharraf's crackdown. The only TV news still on air is state-run, and today it was concentrating on the information the government wanted to spread, an announcement that Musharraf is still determined to quit as army chief and become a civilian president, and that elections will be on time. Mazhar Abbas, deputy news director at the private TV news channel ARY, says his staff are still working, the channels transmitting overseas, but not to Pakistan. The security forces, he says, have been roughing up journalists and seizing films all the same.
They knew that although the channels are off air, they know that people of Pakistan cannot see these channels in Pakistan. But even then, they are getting rough, even with the cameramen, you know, who are on the street.
In an outdoor food plaza in Islamabad, Amar Kalik is sitting with a friend. Kalik is of Pakistani origin but lives in London. He's visiting his family and trying to figure out what's really going on.
It's word of mouth. Whatever your neighbour would tell you, whatever your friends and family are going to tell you, is what you're going to believe. It's ridiculous.
Kalik says Pakistanis do care greatly about Musharraf's crackdown. But, he adds,
although there is a very strong public opinion against what's happening at the moment, nothing seems to obviously affect the government. I mean, I don't think they give a damn about public opinion. They don't.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.